Turkey's Foreign Minister Hakan Vidan has said that he is glad that a second round of direct peace talks between Ukraine and Russia started despite ongoing fighting. Vidan said the talks, which are being hosted in Istanbul, will discuss the ceasefire requirements of both sides. He added that the United States was contributing to the peace process and stressed he was sure the talks would bring concrete results to end a war that is believed to have killed and injured more than 1 million people. He recently told the NATO Military Alliance Secretary General Mark Rutte that Turkey hasn't given up hope that the war will end.
Of course, our efforts to bring the war in Ukraine to a just and durable end will be an important part of our discussions. You all know that Turkey has always stressed the need for a diplomatic track to this end. Now, after 3 years of immense suffering, there is finally a window of opportunity. The talks in Istanbul hopefully may open a new chapter.
Yet Monday's peace talks, the second meeting in just 2 weeks, began hours after more reports of Russian attacks hitting Ukraine. Officials said two ballistic missiles struck a residential neighborhood in the northeastern Ukrainian city of Kharkiv early Monday. The city's mayor, Ihor Trekov, said one missile landed near an apartment building, while the second struck a road close to a school. There were no immediate reports of casualties, but reported strikes came after Ukraine reportedly hit air bases in 5 different regions of Russia, stretching over 5 time zones in an unprecedented drone attack. Russia's defense ministry said there were no casualties. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukraine used 117 drones in the massive operation on Russian military bases over the weekend. Officials said at least 13 planes were destroyed in the attack on Russian air bases. Ukraine's Domestic Intelligence Service, the SBU, said the attack, codenamed Operation Spider's Web, had been planned for over 1.5 years. It said strikes caused damage estimated at $7 billion. It was seen as a major setback for Russia, which launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Yet, despite the ongoing clashes, peace talks began as the world watched to see when and if the more than 3-year-long war will end. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.